Hi, I'm Carlos, here to discuss creating Ceph files for WindowEyes. For this segment, we're going to talk about WindowEyes Hyperactive Windows. Hyperactive Windows, unlike user windows, do not automatically speak areas of the screen. Instead, you can set up Hyperactive Windows to monitor sections of the screen. And then when something occurs, something that you specify WindowEyes to watch for, WindowEyes can perform an action, such as read a user window or execute a hotkey. For example, for this segment, I'm going to use my FTP Voyager program. I'm going to press my start menu here.
Start menu.
My P for programs.
P equals programs, full down.
And now
I
press F until I get to FTP Voyager.
F equals FTP Voyager, full down. F equals FTP Voyager.
Here we are. Now I'll press enter.
Menu closed. Button. Desktop. List view. My computer. 1 of 33. No selected item. Static box publisher. Rhinosoft.com. Static box publisher. Rhinosoft.com. Static box. Publisher. Rhinosoft.com.
Okay, so I'll silence this. To demonstrate quickly how this works currently, I'll press F7.
Edit box. F equals FTP site 2CS.2.
And basically, this brings up a dialog where I can enter an FTP site address and connect. So this is the connect dialog. I already have an address entered into this dialog, so all I have to do is press enter.
Not connected FTP Voyager. Tree view. Unknown. Hourglass.
And now we'll wait until we're connected.
Arrow.
And we're waiting and waiting. Actually, we just heard arrow, but that really doesn't tell us anything. That's just a mouse pointer description. Let's see. If I ever have any questions about if I'm connected or not, I can press Control-Shift-T.
2CS.2.FTP Voyager normal.
And we see the address of the FTP site that we're connecting to here in the title bar. Well, that really means that we're connected, but we really didn't know that. I mean, we heard arrow, but that really doesn't tell us anything. So, let's disconnect. I'll press Alt-F.
F. N equals new, pull down.
The shortcut in this menu is T to disconnect.
T. Menu closed. Tree view. Unknown.
And that's all we heard. We don't know if we're disconnected for sure. I'll press Control-Shift-T, though.
Not connected. FTP Voyager normal.
And we hear not connected. Well, it would be actually useful to know when we are connected instead of trying to guess when we're connected, and that we are indeed disconnected. What we can do is we can set up a hyperactive window around the title bar and have it monitor, for example, the words not connected to appear or disappear. Let's do that. I'll press my 7 on my number pad to route my mouse to the top left corner of this window.
Top left.
And I'll press the 6 on the number pad to move right, character by character.
Graphic. N-O-T. Space.
Well, it looks like we're on not. Let's put our mouse on the end of not.
T-O-N.
Well, if you remember how user windows worked, as far as pressing insert F5 to set the top left corner of the window and insert F6 to set the bottom right corner of the window, hyperactive windows work pretty much in the same fashion, except instead of insert, we're going to use Control-Shift. So I'm going to press Control-Shift-F5.
Top left.
And that set the top left corner of our hyperactive window. So now I'll press the 6 on the number pad again to move to the right.
O. T. Space. E. O. N. E. C. T. E. D. Space. Dash. Snake. T. T. Space. E. Y. A. G. E. R.
Now we're past everything not connected FTP Voyager. Let's make this the bottom right corner of our hyperactive window by pressing Control-Shift-F6.
Bottom right.
And so we just set up the area that we want WindowEyes to monitor. But now we have to tell WindowEyes what we want performed when something changes in this area. So we'll have to enter to the Hyperactive Status dialog, which is Control-Shift-F7.
Combo box S equals status. Dialog hyperactive user window definition graphic window A definition off graphic S equals status M equals comment line no graphic I equals interrupt button R equals trigger info. Dialog disabled any change. Graphic T equals...
So I've silenced the speech here. So let's press our tab key to explore this dialog a little.
Edit box. M equals comment line.
This is the comment line. This really doesn't have anything to do with how the hyperactive window performs. Instead, what this is a little area where you can write a note to yourself as far as what this hyperactive window does. So in this case, we're making this particular hyperactive window tell us when we are connected. So I'm going to type connected.
C-O-N-E-T-T.
And press tab.
Combo box I equals interrupt. Top number 102.
This is the interrupt combo box. We have two choices in here, no and yes. It's currently set to no. When it's set to yes, WindowEyes will interrupt the current speech when a hyperactive window triggers, when it's set to no, it'll just tell you when it's done speaking what's currently being spoken. So we'll just leave this for no and press tab.
Combo box, T equals trigger, top any change 1 of 9.
This is the trigger combo box. This tells WindowEyes what to watch for in that hyperactive window to trigger it. We're currently on any change. I'll press the down arrow key here.
Contains attribute, 2 of 9.
This is contains attribute. This would be if you want WindowEyes to watch for a certain color to appear and then trigger the hyperactive window. Let's press the down arrow key again.
Does not contain attribute, 3 of 9.
This would watch for a certain color to disappear and then trigger the hyperactive window.
Contains string 4 of 9.
This is contains string. This is what you would use for WindowEyes to monitor for words to appear to trigger the hyperactive window.
Does not contain string 5 of 9.
And this would watch for words to disappear. I'm just pressing my down arrow key through
contains
here.
Contains caret 6 of 9.
This would watch for a cursor to appear.
Does not contain caret 7 of 9.
And this would watch for a cursor to disappear.
Contains focus 8 of 9.
This would watch for a certain area of that window you set up for the hyperactive window to gain focus.
Bottom does not contain focus 9 of 9.
And this would watch for it to lose focus. So in this case, we want WindowEyes to watch for the words not connected to disappear. So I'm going to arrow back up.
Contains does not contain does not contain string 5 of 9.
So here we are, does not contain string, because we want WindowEyes to watch for when this phrase disappears. So now I'll press tab.
Button R equals trigger info dialog.
This is the trigger info button. This is the button that we can press enter on.
Box. Dialog enter string graphic default button OK disable button cancel.
And tell WindowEyes what we want the does not contain string feature to watch for. So we want it to watch for not connected. So I'll type that in right now.
M O T space C O M M E C T E D.
And press enter.
Button R equals trigger info dialog dialog hyperactive
now
user window
now silence speech here. I'll press tab.
Combo box F equals first command top undefined 1 of 9.
This is the first command combo box. You have 3 commands per hyperactive window and we'll arrow down through our selections. Our first selection is undefined, so that tells WindowEyes to do nothing for the first action. So let's arrow down through these different actions.
Speak window 2 of 9.
This is speak window. You can specify a user window for WindowEyes to speak when a hyperactive window triggers. Let's press down arrow again.
Speak string, 3 of 9.
This is speak string. You can type in something for WindowEyes to say when the hyperactive window triggers. Let's press down arrow again.
Speak light bar, 4 of 9.
This would speak the light bar. You'd have to set up a light bar, and then you can tell WindowEyes to speak the light bar when a hyperactive window triggers.
Activate window, 5 of 9.
This would activate a user window when the hyperactive window triggers.
Load set, 6 of 9.
This is load set. This would load a completely different set file when the hyperactive window triggers.
Execute hotkey, 7 of 9.
This is execute hotkey. You can select from a list of hotkeys for WindowEyes to perform once the hyperactive window is triggered.
Beep, 8 of 9.
Beep would send a beep through your PC speakers when the hyperactive window is triggered.
Bottom, root mouse to window 9 of 9.
And this would route the mouse to a certain user window when the hyperactive window is triggered. But for our purposes, since we're watching for not connected to disappear, thus telling us that we are connected, we want WindowEyes to speak a string, I'd say. So let's press S.
S, speak window 2 of 9.
And again.
S, speak string 3 of 9.
And I'll press tab.
Button 1 equals command info 1 dialog.
This is the command info button. We can press enter on this.
Edit box dialog enter string graphic default button OK disable
and it
button cancel.
And prompts us for a string or words that we want WindowEyes to say. So let's have WindowEyes say you are now connected. And press enter.
Button 1 equals command info 1 dialog dialog hyperactive user window.
Now I'll silence the speech here. Let's press tab again.
Combo box, E equals second command top, undefined 1 of 9.
This is the second command combo box. It contains exactly the same thing that the first command combo box had. Let's say we want WindowEyes to also, in addition to saying you are connected once we're connected, read us the title bar. So let's press E for execute hotkey.
E, execute hotkey 7 of 9.
And press tab.
Button 2 equals command info 2, dialog.
I'll press enter on this.
List box, S equals keys, dialog execute hotkey, graphic S equals keys.
And I'll silence speech here. Now we're brought into a list of hotkeys that we can execute. I need to press R a few times here.
R, read the N, R, read R, R. Ruth specifies hot R. Entire screen 1 dot R. Read active window 1 R. Read title status of current app 119
to 151. This is the option that we want. Read title and status of the current application. So I'll press enter on this.
Button 2 equals command info 2. Dialog hyperactive.
Again, silence this and continue tabbing.
Combo box. H equals third command. Top undefined 1 of 9.
This is the third command combo box. We could set up a third command, but in this case, 2 is sufficient. So I'll press tab.
Button. Y equals copy settings from window dialog.
This is the copy settings from window button. Basically, we could copy the coordinates or the area that the hyperactive window is watching from another hyperactive window. We'll demonstrate this shortly. I'll press tab again.
Button. OK.
And now we come to the OK button. Now, normally, you can press enter on OK and go on your merry way and things would perform like they should. In this case, there's one more option that we need to talk about in order for our hyperactive window to work. So I'll continue pressing tab.
Button. Cancel.
And again.
Combo box. S equals status. Bottom of 202.
This is the status, which is currently set to off. This means that the hyperactive window will not work until we switch it to hyperactive or on. So I'll press the up arrow key here.
Top. Hyperactive 1. Of 2.
So now it's set to hyperactive, meaning it will perform what it's supposed to do. Now, I didn't bring this up before because typically you don't want to set your hyperactive window to hyperactive until you're finished setting up what the hyperactive window is supposed to do. So now we can press Shift Tab 2 times.
Button cancel. Button. OK.
And press enter on the OK button.
Not connected FTP Voyager. 3 view. An FTP connection does not finish.
And silence that. So now we just made up a hyperactive window to watch for the words not connected to disappear and then tell us that we are connected, in addition to reading the title bar. So let's make another hyperactive window to let us know that we are not connected. We need to make up a completely different hyperactive window, and to do this, we need to press Control-Shift-F3.
Edit box hyperactive window. A dialog select window letter graphic hyperactive window A default button OK button cancel.
So here we are. The current hyperactive window is A. You get 26 hyperactive windows A through Z. So let's set up hyperactive window B to watch for the words not connected to up here and tell us that we're not connected. So I'll type in B here.
B.
And press enter.
Window B. Not connected FTP Voyager. 3 view. An FTP connection has not been established.
Silence that. Now, if you remember, in our hyperactive window definition dialog box, there was a button that said copy settings from window. Now, this is where we're going to use that so that we don't have to go back and use our mouse to set up the hyperactive window area again. Since we're watching for the same area with both hyperactive windows, so I'm going to press Control-Shift-F7.
Combo box. S equals status dialog.
And I'll press tab.
Edit box. M equals comment line.
Now this is the comment line. Remember, this is just a little note to ourselves what the hyperactive window does. So I'll type in not connected.
F-T-M-E-C-D.
This will let me know when I come back to make modifications later that this hyperactive window lets us know that we're not connected. I'll press tab.
Combo box I equals interrupt. Top number 102.
This is the interrupt combo box, which is okay with being no. I'll press tab.
Combo box. T equals trigger. Top any change. 1 of 9.
This is the any change combo box again. I'll press down arrow.
Contains attribute. Does not contain attribute. 3 of 9. Contains string 4 of 9.
This time we want the hyperactive window to watch for when not connected appears. So this is contains string. I'll press tab.
Button. R equals trigger info. Dialog.
And press enter.
Edit box. Dialog enter string graphic. Default button OK. Disable button
and
cancel.
And the phrase we want WindowS to watch for, or this hyperactive window to watch for, is not connected.
F-O-D.
Now I'll press enter.
Button R equals trigger info, dialog.
And tab again.
Combo box, F equals first command, top undefined 1 of 9.
The first command should be speak string, that's how we had it set up in our last hyperactive window, so I'll press S.
S, speak window, 2 of 9, S, speak string, 3 of 9.
Actually had to press it twice there, and now I'll press tab.
Button, 1 equals command info 1, dialog.
And enter on this button.
Edit box dialog enter string graphic default button. OK disable button cancel.
Now let's say we want WindowS to say that you are no longer connected. I'll type that in right now.
W-U-A-E-F-O-F-G-E-E-T-D.
And press enter.
Button. 1 equals command info 1. Dialog hyperactive.
And I'll press tab again.
Combo box. E equals second command. Top undefined 1 of 9.
And press E for execute hotkey.
E. Execute hotkey. 7 of 9.
We'll use the same hotkey as before. Read the title bar of the application.
button, 2 equals command info 2, dialog.
I just press tab there to the second command info button. Now I'll press enter.
List box, S equals keys dialog execute hot key graphic.
And here I need to press R again several times.
R, read R47 to 151. R, root to specify. R, read entire screen. R, read active window. R, read title status of current app.
Here we are. Now I'll press enter.
Button 2 equals command info 2, dialog hyperactive user
window. Silence that. Now tab.
Combo box H equals third command. Top undefined 1 of 9.
Again, we're not going to set up a third command in this case. I'll press tab again.
Button. Y equals copy settings from window. Dialog.
Now this, we do need to press enter on because we want WindowEyes to take the settings from Hyperactive Window A and use them for Hyperactive Window B. Now keep in mind, this is the area of the screen that this Hyperactive Window B, is going to monitor. We basically want Hyperactive Windows A and B to monitor the same area. So I'm going to press enter.
Edit box. Hyperactive Window B dialog copy settings from window graphic. Hyperactive Window B default button. OK button. Cancel.
And we want the settings copied from Hyperactive Window A. So I'll press the letter A here.
A.
And press enter.
Button. Y equals copy settings from window.
And now tab.
Button. OK.
And keep in mind we now have to turn on the Hyperactive Window. So I'll press tab 2 more times.
Button. Combo box. S equals status. Bottom. Off 2 of 2.
And press my up arrow key.
Topic hyperactive. 1 of 2.
And press shift tab to
button.
OK.
Button. OK.
Where we can press enter.
Not connected FTP Voyager. Preview. An FTP connection does not connect.
Now I'll silence that. Now we're all ready to try our hyperactive window. I'll press F7, which will bring up the connect dialog in FTP Voyager.
You are now connected. Quick connect. You are now connected. Quick connect edit box. F equals FTP.
I'll silence that. And we actually heard WindowEyes say you are now connected because this dialog that popped up covered up the title bar that WindowEyes was watching for. So indeed, the phrase not connected disappeared. So it is working properly. I have the address of an FTP site already typed in, so I'll just press enter.
Not connected FTP Voyager. Preview. Unknown.
And we'll wait to see if we hear an announcement. And wait. And wait.
You are now connected. 2CS.2.LFTP Voyager normal. You are now connected. 2CS.2.LFTP Voyager normal.
Great. So now we heard you are connected and we heard the title bar read to us. Now let's see if our other hyperactive window works. I'm going to press Alt F.
F. N equals new cooldown.
And T, which is the shortcut to disconnect us.
T. You are no longer connected. Not connected. FTP Voyager normal menu closed. Preview.
Perfect. So that told us now that we are no longer connected. Well, that's about all the time we have. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.